She has a high body count. What the f- does that matter?
At this point,
how do you know? She could have got, like, she could have had a high body count from high school. Like, maybe she was going through something in high school and she was came out of high school with like 20 bodies already. Yeah.
This is a queen, by the way, from hell, from the gates of hell.
No, the damage has been done mentally and emotionally. I don't want to pick up those pieces. Who's going to pay for all that therapy? That's not over and done with. That's going to come up in the present times, and in the future, that's going to bring some issues. And you hear the dude say, oh man, at this point in my life, I ain't even worried about it. That's because you don't have a choice to not worry about it. You'll take what you can get. Dudes who have an abundance of women trying to get with them, they can be picky, just like women are picky when they're young and beautiful. The average man just got to take what he can get. I don't think you should just take what you can get because it's not going to be worth it and it's going to ruin your life. She's going to ruin your life. You have to have standards, fellas. Standards will save your life in many ways.
If I had sex with 200 people, what would you think?
200 is a lot.
I would ask if you were okay.
But it's like 2022. Therapy. Like it's 2022.
No girl is going to have sex with one person.
I don't think you want someone necessarily that has only been with one person.
Hoe phases are very much necessary.
There's five dudes at my house, okay? All of them train.
I've slept with like a whole friend group.
What man took a risk and had sex with a woman like that? I would never even have sex with this woman. She's crazy. A nasty, dirty woman of Satan.
I'm so tired of people saying the current year as an argument. You shouldn't care about this because it's 2022. What does that have to do with the core belief and logic of it all? The current year is not an argument. I just want to put that out there.
You are really dumb. For real.
What about someone who's been in a lot of relationships?
I think like serial relationships is not the vibe either.
No. I would rather you f*** a lot of people than have you be a serial dater.
Dude, because that's what I was saying. Like, I'm like, okay, if like, what is the beef with the number? Like, imagine that there's a high number. And then there's a girl who's been with one guy, but you know she got railed out every day for the past 4 years.
Yeah, what's the difference?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no, Chad. I don't want to just hang out with you for the weekend. My profile says that I want a long-term relationship. Okay?
They really don't get it. It's not about her being loose downstairs. It's about the lack of discipline, the lack of class, the mental issues that women always have when they have multiple partners, that's been proven. So yeah, a woman who's had three serious relationships by 30, but she was getting railed out every day by each one of her boyfriends, no, that's not as bad as some party or bar thought. And you're only going to hear 304s try to argue this. Women who only been with two or three guys aren't going to usually make this argument. It's always the town bicycles. It's always the town doorknobs.
I hate being hard to get because I'm not hard to get. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm all yours for some physical touch and a bag of chips. It doesn't take a whole lot to get there. The bar's on the floor.
I have an ex out there that believes you never cheated on him, but you really did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh.
And it's funny. You see how amused she is? Most of them don't have morals. Doing devious, evil things is hilarious to them.
I got into an entanglement.
If she's like genuinely trying to learn and comprehend human decency, that's the look you're going to get out of her. It's going to be that shit.
I think that's true with any good man. You guys just light up when the woman in your life is taken care of. I see it. I don't think I used to believe it because I was hurt so badly in my previous marriage that I just like put on, instead of rosy colored glasses, black ones. And I was just like, everything, I would see it through that evil whatever way. But now as I watch men, and this is partially, I have you to thank for it. You've shown me what a good man does and what makes a good man happy. And it's so shocking to me to see how much joy you guys get out of supporting us and making sure that we're taken care of. It's just a phenomenal feeling to know that we have that support.
Just aren't used to rejection. So who's gonna trip really off of that? Women aren't used to hearing no.
Yeah.
Don't put your hands on me. Don't touch me. No.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear
dudes
that.
Dudes are like, always usually thirsty.
Dudes are always usually thirsty. So when you finally hear like no, it'll throw the bitch off. But all you doing is just staying a boss. Standing within your mean. If she really wanna f*** with you, she'll know how to reach you.
Nothing piques a woman's interest more than hearing the word no from you. It instantly makes you stand out from every other dude she ever been around. And especially if you say no to bedroom fun. You're like, nah, we ain't ready for that. You know, I just met you. You know, let's see where things go. Oh man, she's gonna want to taste your blow pop 10 times more now, just cause you made her wait and built that tension up. Yeah, that's the point she knows she dealing with a different breed when you tell her no to bedroom fun. Nah, I'm cool, that'll happen when it happen, I ain't pressed for it. Let's just watch this movie real quick. I really just wanted to Netflix and chill. And don't get me wrong, none of the stuff that I say is guaranteed 100% every time. You always gotta leave room for the 20% anomalies. It might turn some women off, like he don't want to get this, but do he swing the other way or something? They always go to the shame, insults, and guilt.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least.
On the figures.
Like a million, 2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Coming to be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.